lot of one there. I'll start with Martin. You know, he finds a way. And look, I think there's probably a little rust early on, you know, and that led to the walks. The command wasn't pinpoint. He hadn't pitched in a month. So, and we Hef and I talked before the game. We figured around 70, 75 pitches was going to be the neighborhood. And he got to 75. But, you know, he ends up going four scoreless, giving up one hit. You know, even though he had the four walks. But, you know, he just finds a way to put us in position to win games. And we had opportunities early that we missed on offensively, but it was nice to see the big eighth and add on. We got a little interesting there in the ninth, of course, but you know, it's a win, and a big win, you know, with a chance to win a four-game series tomorrow with Salem.
Jarvis is just one of those guys that can slow the game down. Is that the best way to say it?
Yeah, Jarvis is doing a heck of a job, man. Both sides of the ball. He got a huge hit. Hicklin got a big hit. Jarvis just keeps doing it. And it's been off some lefties, too. You know, he's gotten a couple of hits off some tough lefties. So he's really giving us a shot in the arm.
What do you remember about him from spring training?
Yeah, not a whole lot. I liked him defensively. I didn't know what he was offensively. I didn't see him enough, you know. And but defensively, we really liked him. We all liked him. And even last year when he was playing in Gwinnett, I was hearing about him defensively. You never know what the bat is going to be with young players and that type of thing. But you know, he puts together good at bats. He's barreling baseballs. He's been playing well in all facets of the game.
I know he's only been up for, I guess, in total maybe three and a half weeks. So not even specifically to him, but how long do you think it takes for you to feel like you understand what a guy is offensively thinking about?
Oh, I think that's very individual. You know, look, we've seen well established players have major ups and downs. So you never truly know. I mean, I always say the only guys that do good all the time are the Hall of Famers, and even they have bad years. So it's a tough game. But yeah, it's tough to say. We don't know. You know, you just hope that guys find some consistency, like a young player. You're wondering about the bat, and you just hope there's some consistency. He can put together a good at bat. He can draw some walks, and then you know when you have that, even when he's not getting hits, he can still help you getting on base and running on pitch counts and that type of thing.
It is a small sample size, but what are some of the qualities offensively? He might not necessarily be a 300 hitter, but that make you feel like it could be sustainable, or maybe there's a higher floor there than some.
With Jarvis,
yeah.
I just think the quality of bats. He understands how to take an at bat. You know, there's not a lot of chase. He forces guys into the zone. He'll draw the walk. I mean, he'll take an at bat according to the scoreboard. What the scoreboard's telling him. There's some feel for the game there. You know, and I think if you're going to play in the middle of the field, especially in shortstop, you got to have a high baseball IQ. And he has shown that already.
Outside of what he's done on the mound, just with this Martin's presence, that's meant to his team all year.
No, Martin, yeah, we've talked about it a lot, right? And he's just a great pro, and there's work ethic, and he's a great example for anybody in that room, not only pitchers. Just great competitor, all those things. And that's why he's still here and still pitching well at the major league level. He's got feel to pitch. He's got a tremendous work ethic. He's in the weight room. It's like clockwork. And all those guys are, you know, the veteran guys, whether it's Sale or Martin or Tyler Kinley, Iggy. I mean, those guys have stuck around for a reason. It's not by accident. So, and, you know, Martin's one of those guys.
The fans are calling Jarvis Jimmy Baseball.
Yeah.
Can you see why they, you know, he's endeared himself to them so quickly?
Yeah, look, he just, he comes through. I mean, he's been clutch. He makes the tricky play, the tough play on defense, and he does it very calmly. So, yeah, I can, sure. I mean, there's a lot to like there, what we've seen. He's shown a knack for knowing how to play the game.
Anything else?
Yeah. Well, how good was it to see Dom Smith contribute tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Dom's been, you know, he's been one of our guys, man. He's been one of the core all year, and helped us win a lot of games, especially early. And look, he dropped off when virtually everybody on our team did, you know. So, you know, it was, you know, almost just about nobody was immune from that. But Dom's another one. It's always a good at bat, you know. And even if he's not getting hits, he can draw walks, and he, you know, he can put some pressure on a pitcher by forcing him in the zone. Same type of thing. So, yeah, it's good to see Dom. And that was, it ended up, you know, didn't seem it at the time. It ended up being a big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.